Tonight we're going to be looking at the value of spiritual gifts, so let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you with hearts open and ready to receive from the Word of God. We invite you to have your way and to speak to us tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you are a good God. We thank you that you have given us everything we need to walk in victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So we're looking at the value of spiritual gifts. And firstly, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. And the Word of God says, "Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." So God does not want us ignorant about spiritual gifts. Good gifts are from the Lord. He's a giver. So everything he gives to us is a good thing. And he doesn't want us ignorant about these things. Gifts bless his people and he wants his people to know about it. So he does not want us to be ignorant about spiritual gifts. Well, let's turn to James 1, verse 17. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." So we know from the scripture here that God gives good gifts and perfect gifts. So the gifts that you get from God, they are good, perfect, the scripture says. It's from above. Let's not think that it comes from anywhere else. It comes from the Lord. And he delights to give gifts to his people. He delights to do that. That's his nature. God is love, the Bible says. And he gives good gifts and perfect gifts to his people, the scripture says, cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So, you see, he gives to us, and he gives to us with the desire to bless us and empower us, and to bless his church in general as well. So there's no variableness with him, and neither shadow of turning. So he gives gifts for a purpose. And when we think about it, the greatest expression of love is giving. The Bible says, I mentioned it, God is love. The greatest expression of love is to give. And God is, he gave his only begotten son, he is a giver. So the good gifts from God should be valued. Let's start thinking about the gifts God has given us and let's value them. Let's value them. Praise the Lord. Have a look in Matthew 7, verse 11. Matthew 7, verse 11 says, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good gifts to them that ask him?" So you see, he compares it to even people, evil people, know how to give good gifts to their children. So how much more does God, our Heavenly Father, give good gifts to them that ask him? So you see, he delights to give and we can ask as well. We can ask for the gifts from God to be given. Isn't that what we did with salvation? We asked that we be born again, washed from sin, have Jesus come into our hearts to be our Lord. We asked for that. And as we know from John 3:16, Christ was the gift of God to mankind to save us. Now that is a wonderful and a precious gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. He gave his only begotten Son. God is a giver, and the greatest expression of love is giving. God gave the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can ask for the gifts of God. We can ask. For another example, being the Holy Ghost, the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Now that's something we ask for. We ask to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. That is a good gift. Acts chapter 2 verse 38 tells us that the Holy Ghost is a gift. He is a gift to help us. The scripture says that he's been given to us as our teacher, our comforter, our helper. So he is a gift. Acts 2:38. Let's have a look. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He is a gift, a precious gift. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is a gift to help us. And as we saw before, eternal life is the most precious thing we could ever receive from the Lord, is the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. Have a look at Romans 6, verse 23. To be saved from sin and to be saved from eternity without God, that is just the most wonderful thing God could ever do for us. Have a look at Romans 6:23, and the scripture says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now that's a reason to be so happy and so joyous, that we have the gift of eternal life. The gift of eternal life, the scripture says, it is a gift. The gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The gift of eternal life. So eternal life is a gift. And that's something we should never stop being thankful for. We should be thankful for that every day. To be thankful that the Lord has saved us and that we will be with him forever. And that the best is yet to come. It's only good and more good for the believer in Christ. Have a look at Ephesians chapter 3. And let's look at verse 7. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. So you see, God gives gifts. He enables people to do what he has called them to do. And I was made a minister, the scripture says. Paul, I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God. God's grace is a gift to us. God's grace. His power to get us through, his grace to get us through, is a gift. The grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, his grace. It's evident in our lives, the grace of God, and we don't deserve the grace of God, and yet we have the grace of God. We have his grace, and it is a wonderful gift, and it helps us. It helps us. When we need help, the grace of God helps us. And the grace of God helps us in every area of our life. And it is a gift, and it empowers people to do the work of God. Empowers us in our day-to-day life to stand in faith. It's a wonderful gift. The grace of God is a gift. Praise the Lord. And what that does is enables us to have victory. It enables us to have victory. Praise the Lord. Well, let's stay in Ephesians and let's go over to chapter 4 and let's read verses 11 to verse 13. Starting at verse 11. If we think about the grace of God and what it does for us, we can have a look at some of the roles that the Lord has put into the church. So let's have a look at Ephesians 4, 11 to 13, and the scripture says, "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." You see, God has a purpose for enabling us to do his will, for giving us his grace, for giving us the gift of grace. Firstly, the gift of salvation, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the gift of grace. He wants us to have victory in our daily life. And he's given us his grace. He's given certain roles in the church and set people in these roles. Apostles, for example. Prophets. I'm not saying every Christian is an apostle or a prophet or an evangelist or a pastor or a teacher, but some members of the body of Christ are called to these roles. And God gives us grace to do whatever it is he has called us to do in the body of Christ. And the whole purpose of this, as he says in verse 12, is the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, that is to reach the unsaved. For the perfecting of the saints, to perfect us, and for the work of the ministry, to be the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ in the earth, for the edifying of the body of Christ. He wants his body strong. He wants his body empowered and victorious, having the victories every day. He wants us to have that, to be a witness, to be a good witness on here on earth. So he's given us his grace to do whatever it is he has called us to do in the kingdom. Each of us has a role to play in the kingdom of God. We all have a role to play. We should be listening to the Lord to find out what it is he wants us to do. And then we should do it. We should do it wholeheartedly. So he gives a gift of his grace to do his will. Praise God. And if you stay, let's turn to the book of now 1 Corinthians again. 1 Corinthians, and let's have a look at chapter 14 in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 1 says, "Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy." So remember, we read that he does not want us ignorant of spiritual gifts. He said, "I would not have you ignorant." He tells us here to desire spiritual gifts. And remember that we read before that we can ask for the good gifts. We can ask for the gifts of God. He tells us to desire them. To desire them. We should desire them. We should desire good gifts from God. And if we're not, then we should stir ourselves up so that we are. We should desire the spiritual gifts. The scripture says, the Lord puts value on these things. He delights to give to his people good things. He wants us built up personally and the church edified. He wants us to be good witnesses for the work of the ministry, the scripture says. So we should be desiring spiritual gifts because God is not holding back and he delights to give to us. Remember, the Lord Jesus said, even the evil people know how to give good gifts. How much more does your Heavenly Father give good gifts to them that ask him? Praise God. He gives good gifts to us. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look in this same chapter at verse 12. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. So remember, he wants us to be desiring them and zealous for them. For as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. So he wants us to excel in what he has given you the grace to do, and because it benefits and edifies the church. And you're part of the church. It edifies you. It edifies the church in general. So desire to excel in them to the edifying of the church. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He wants his people victorious. He wants us victorious. And let's stay in 1 Corinthians, but go to chapter 12 and have a look at verses 27 to verse 31. And he talks more about gifts, differing gifts in operation in the church, in the body of Christ, starting at verse 27. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. So he wants us to remember, he said, be zealous of spiritual gifts. Covet earnestly, the scripture's telling us, covet earnestly the best gifts. Now, every gift given from God is wonderful, good and perfect. Covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Follow the Lord. Follow him. And these things will come to pass in your life. God has given you grace to fulfill your role in the body of Christ. Praise God. And these verses talk about in certain roles in the church, praise God. And we cannot fulfill these roles without the grace of God. We can do nothing except with the help of the Lord Jesus, and his help is a wonderful gift. We need his help to do these things. Praise the Lord. He has a place, he has a role for every member of the body of Christ. There's no such thing as a Christian who can sit in the church and not do anything. Every single believer has a part to play in the body of Christ. And that's where listening to the Lord and following him comes into it. Praise the Lord. Now these gifts, they edify the body of Christ. And remember, that's important to the Lord, is edifying the body of Christ. And let's stay in this chapter. And let's read verses 7 to 11. The scripture says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh out one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So what you can see here, what's the common factor in this? The common factor is the Holy Ghost. He is the one who is the gift giver. The common factor is the Holy Ghost working in the church. So not all of us are using all these gifts at one time. But the Holy Ghost, he is the one at work, dividing to every man severally as he will. And the manifestation of the Spirit, one Spirit of God, and he has given to every man, the Bible says, given to every man to profit with all the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Given to every man to profit with all. None of us are missing out here. God is a gift giver, and we should be desiring the gifts, desiring the good gifts from the Lord to be used and to help us to have victory in our daily life. Be zealous of spiritual gifts. And these wonderful gifts talked about in these verses, they are a blessing. They are a blessing to us. They are a blessing to every person in the body of Christ. And they are a witness as well for the work of the ministry. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So they are spiritual gifts which bring great value. They bring great value. And lastly, let's look in Romans 12. And let's read verses 5 to verse 9 in Romans 12. The Word of God says, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. So you see, we're members of the one body, the Bible says. We're many, but members of the one body, and from different, we can exhibit these gifts as the Holy Ghost sees fit. As the Holy Ghost, remember, he gives to every man, and he divides severally as he will. So the body of Christ, members of the body of Christ, can exhibit these gifts. And that is for the blessing and the edification of the body of Christ, because we are all members of that one body. So we should be listening to the Lord. We should be listening and being thankful to the gifts that he has given us, ready to use the gifts he's given us. It could be a ministry office. It could be one of the gifts mentioned here that we've just read, the gifts of healings, the gift of prophecy. If God has anointed you to do it, you do it. Do it. And remember, each of us has the gift as a believer in Christ, the gift of salvation, eternal life, the gift of the Holy Ghost in us, and the baptism in the Holy Ghost, a wonderful gift available to everyone of the body of Christ. So let's be thankful for the gifts that God has given us and ready and willing to use the gifts that he has given us. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for spiritual gifts. They are of great value to us. We know that they are value to us because they help us to have victory. And also because they benefit the body of Christ and they are a witness to the world. We thank you, Lord, for spiritual gifts. We thank you that you are wonderful and you have given us the gift of your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. And we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.